staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with an update on Zeta. Dr. Bill, Zeta is a tropical storm now, or what's the scenario and where is it?
Well, it is a tropical storm, with highest winds of 65 miles per hour, but that's because it was over land for the last several hours over the northern Yucatan Peninsula. But it's now moving out into the Gulf, and we expect tonight that it will intensify. It's moving northwest now at 14 miles per hour, but as it moves over some very warm water now in the southern Gulf, it should intensify and get back into at least a Category 1 hurricane. It looks like that by morning, it will be over the central, west central, let's call it, Gulf of Mexico, and it will turn more to the north, and it should have winds of around 80 to 85 miles per hour. Tomorrow afternoon, it will start to turn to the northeast and then make landfall late tomorrow afternoon around 5 to 6 o'clock in the afternoon on the eastern Louisiana coast. There is a possibility it could lose a little bit of strength because the water temperatures are slightly cooler there. And also, we might see some wind shear with the upper-level winds being rather brisk across Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. But that's not a sure thing. It could make landfall with those peak winds of 80 to 85 miles per hour. During the evening of Wednesday, tomorrow evening, the system will move right across southeastern Mississippi. And then after midnight into Thursday morning, it'll be over the interior portions of southwest Alabama. Now, we're going to be on the eastern side, which is where the strongest winds occur. And so we can look for... I guess we call it the rough period, will be from about 10 o'clock tomorrow evening to about 2 a.m. Thursday morning. That's when we expect the highest winds in the Mobile area, and that's when the storm will be tracking across southeastern Mississippi. Now, what about those winds? Well, it'll start to get breezy tomorrow afternoon. I expect the winds out of the southeast at 15 to 20 and gusts of 30. And then tomorrow evening really picks up. Southeast winds at 40 to 50 miles per hour with gusts possibly as high as 70 to 75. That'll be through the evening, especially after 10 o'clock and up to maybe about 2 o'clock in the morning on Thursday. From about 2 o'clock to daybreak on Thursday, it'll gradually decrease. It'll be a southwest wind at 30 to 40 miles per hour with gusts to 60. And then things drop off on Thursday. It'll be clearing in the afternoon, and then that'll be followed by some rather nice weather and cool temperatures on Friday. As for rainfall from this storm, around 2 to 3 inches in our area. That's because that storm's going to be moving rather rapidly, so we won't see it stay around like Sally did and produce those incredibly large rainfall totals. Now, the storm surge could be a problem. We're now looking for 4 to 6 feet for the Alabama coast. That's up from previous indications of around 3 to 4. And it could even be a little bit higher than that in some little coves along the coast, but generally 4 to possibly 6 feet. And so it's a storm that we need to prepare. We have, of course, today to get ready, and also a good portion of tomorrow. But if you wait for late tomorrow afternoon, then the winds are going to start picking up, and certainly tomorrow evening.
Dr. Bill, I go through a lot of this here with you because, first of all, the storm surge increase there. I mean, you know, I said yesterday we're talking about 4 feet, but at 6 feet, there are people impacted. I mean, that's you know, that's going to put water, you know, maybe up at the base of some homes in some places.
Yeah, it's going to be a little higher and even higher than that, of course, over in the Mississippi coast. But better plan for about 4 to 6 feet for the Alabama coast and also into Mobile Bay.
Okay.
The question is, could this storm change its track?
That's correct.
We don't expect any drastic change. Sometimes we will see a small little jog to left or right of the track. And that could mean a lot, particularly if that occurs well offshore. It could mean a lot as to actually where it makes its landfall. But right now, everything that I've mentioned is based on a track across southeastern portion of Louisiana and into southeastern Mississippi, and that puts us on the eastern side. And right now, all the models are pretty much lined up to bring the storm along the track that I've just indicated and then on into southeastern Mississippi.
All right, so to further break this down, if you're talking about winds for Mobile as tracked now, and like you said, these things could shift, but as tracked now, winds 70 miles per hour plus for Mobile County, is that correct?
We could see occasional gusts reaching 70 to 75 in Mobile County. Most of the time during that rough period, the winds will be southeast at 40 to 50. That means through the late evening and after midnight.
Okay, so is it that Zeta, is it because it's not going to be, you know, in other words, the wind field seems like it's very large on this if it goes into the eastern Louisiana coast, but we still push 50, 60 sustained with gust over maybe hurricane force. It seems like a pretty big wind field.
But remember, it's actually moving in a northeasterly direction.
So we'll get that after it starts.
So when it crosses, southeast Louisiana, it's angled to the northeast, which takes it pretty close to our area when it crosses into southeast Mississippi.
Gotcha. Okay. So it wouldn't be, it's not that when it makes landfall, it's when it makes that right turn.
Yeah, and so it's crossing an area of southeast Louisiana that is just marshland.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're looking at it going across the Mississippi Sound, and so it's back over water, and then finally comes into southeast Mississippi. But the strongest winds are on the eastern side, and that puts it right into Alabama.
Yeah, because I'm trying to go back and look, and I don't know, maybe you have it in front of you, maybe you don't, what Mobile County's top sustained winds were with Sally. I do you think it was if you get, let's say you know, in maybe not even Dolphin Island, let's come on to the
main. Well, we did have a gust over 80 miles an hour out at the airport recorded.
Okay.
But there were also gusts of 100 miles per hour down at Dolphin Island, and
so,
there were numerous reports of 100 of course in Baldwin County.
Okay, so but within 10 mile per hour, 15 miles per hour, what people might have seen in Sally in Mobile County, Zeta may bring those kind of winds. I'm trying to put it in perspective for folks.
Yeah, it's not quite as strong as Sally, but when you start getting gusts up to 70, 75,
yeah,
that's a lot of tree damage. And also if trees are been weakened by the previous storm, they're going to come down. We will not have a real soaker that occurred over in Baldwin County, where so many trees were uprooted rather than snapping. You know, we will have some rain with it, but nothing like the double digits that occurred in to the east of Mobile.
You know, I keep circling back to these stats, and I love the facts that you give us here, because just, this is anecdotal, but riding around the last day and a half, going by different, I don't know if it's fatigue or people are tuned in for Halloween or what. I don't see the prep going on. I don't feel, that doesn't mean everybody's not prepping. It just seems like this is significant. This is a significant storm. If this storm was happening beginning of the season, it would be, you know, be lines around the corner at any hardware store, but I don't see that right now.
Well, it's coming in fast and it will go out fast. And we'll track across central and northern Alabama on Thursday, and the gale force winds are going to extend well up into central Alabama because of the rapid forward speed of this storm. So they're going to experience some rough conditions through the central portion of the state, and eventually it'll track right up into the Atlanta area, where they will have gusty winds and periods of heavy rain.
I want to run through a couple texts here, but I want to go to this one just came in, okay, because an unnamed texter here, but what we deal with is facts around here. We're not in the hype business. This person says, because this storm's a joke, it's a rain with a little wind that'll be out of here in an hour.
No, not quite.
There you go. Okay, that's what I think people, it's fatigue or whatever it is, but I think people are not paying as much attention to it. I've got a couple more questions. Will it come in as a Cat 1 or tropical storm?
Well, it's going to be officially a tropical storm once it moves into southeast Louisiana. It will lose some strength, and then, of course, into Mississippi, it will be downgraded to a tropical storm. But the tropical storm winds, sustained winds, are below hurricane force, but you can have some gusts getting up to hurricane force. The basis for the category of a tropical storm is the sustained winds. And they will, of course, be, when it's in southeast Mississippi, sustained winds will be most likely in the 60s. But you can have some higher gusts that can reach a hurricane force.
Talk about southeast Louisiana, then southeast Mississippi. On the text line, D is asking, does that mean two landfalls? Would they be qualified as two landfalls?
That would be two landfalls, actually. Yeah, it would go over southeast Louisiana, then over water a bit, and then another landfall on the Mississippi coast.
Hey, David's asked this question. David said, he'd asked it yesterday, reminded me today, would they retire the name if Zeta was stronger, or just any of the Greek alphabet storms, if they would do a certain amount of damage, would they have those names retired the way the other ones have names retired, the other storms?
Probably not. Of course, we'll have to wait on this system to see what happens. But even Sally, I don't think that will be retired since it was just it was a Category 2. But we've had some Category 2 storms in the past that have been retired because they produce such massive flooding. And Hurricane Agnes, I believe, back in 1972, that was not a destructive hurricane as far as winds are concerned, but it produces massive flooding in the eastern states, and that name was retired.
All right, so once again, let's go back through the timeline so people can plan around this from right now going forward to, you know, when the storm is not in our area. What are we expecting today, tonight,
we will
tomorrow?
Have periods of showers are developing this afternoon and tonight and also tomorrow morning. But then the showers become more numerous tomorrow afternoon. It becomes gusty in the afternoon. And the real major part of this particular storm is when it moves into southeast Mississippi tomorrow evening. And at that time, you don't want to be outside because we will see strong gales and with gusts possibly to hurricane force at times through the evening and just after midnight into Thursday. And then after that, things gradually slow down and things improve, and with the sun coming out, most likely Thursday afternoon.
Good deal. All right, Dr. Bill, of course, we'll check back with you throughout today, tomorrow, and through the storm as well, and we appreciate the facts you're bringing us, so thank you.
Okay, Sean.
There he is, tropical weather expert, PhD in it, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. All right, I got some text to answer when we get back here, so we'll do that next. Y'all stay right there.